Hello there, welcome to the Tech Means Business podcast. This is a series of podcasts that explores the technology that underpins today's businesses and organisations of whatever size. In each episode, I talk to a subject matter expert whom I feel has got something to say on their particular area, insights, expertise and experience to share. Today, we're looking at the subject of the internet. You can't cover that in 24 to 32 minutes. I hear you cry, but wait. What we're talking about is how the internet, and the stuff out there, if you like, not your local network, can affect all the apps and services you use and offer. How can we stop issues beyond our control having an impact on what we do? To help us explore this area, I'm joined today by Yogi Shandiramani of Thousand Eyes. Thousand Eyes is a company whose technology is capable of mapping its way through the internet, plotting a course through the myriad routers, cables, bottlenecks, and superhighways. And then with that route map, if you like, in hand, making sure your organization's not affected by the issues that are out there on the internet, that becomes a whole lot easier. Now, Thousand Eyes has clearly shaken a few cages recently. It's been acquired. In fact, recently that deal's gone through this very month. It's been acquired by Cisco for an enormous pile of cash. So I was lucky enough to be able to speak to Yogi before he drove off in his Lamborghini. I'm kidding, of course, although I do hope he got something from the deal. I started by getting straight to the point with Yogi and asked him if an app seems to be performing badly, it besmirches the good name of the business. And it's irrelevant, really, where the issue might be. In fact, the app itself might be firing away on all cylinders and everything to do with the app's also, running perfectly, the internal networks, the connection to the cloud, databases, clusters, microservices, routes, whatever, APIs, can all be working absolutely superbly. But if there's a bottleneck or some kind of holdup miles and miles away, completely outside your control, it still gives you and your application and your company a pretty bad reputation. So how can a company like Thousand Eyes get the message over that it, in fact, can help solve those issues which really are outside your control?
Yeah. Like a Google map of the internet, Thousand Eyes was built to empower customers to see the internet like it was their own environment. And as the internet is vast and composed of thousands of service providers that are interconnected, and any of which can impact the experience of the users, the Thousand Eyes platforms collects all this different information from various vantage points which are onto the internet. And similar to how you use your GPS to avoid traffic, Thousand Eyes provides visibility into outages and bottlenecks. And that's really what we are helping our clients to gain access to, which is giving them, in a sense, a Google Maps of the internet or a weather map of the internet so they can best decide where they should be connecting from, which cloud provider they should be selecting in different regions. There is an assumption, quite broadly, that the internet is the same everywhere you connect from. The reality is that the internet is different depending on your location, depending on the service provider you select, depending even on the time of the day and depending even on the day of the year. And being able to understand all these different factors and how they could impact the user experience really enables organization to use a GPS, which is a much smarter way than just looking at a static map of the internet about how networks are connected and then being able to connect through. This was even more important, I think, during COVID-19. Under the new remote business realities that we all have been experiencing, we've actually been more and more dependent on the internet to deliver the mission-critical apps. Everybody has been working from home. And it's not only been business people working from home, but it's also been students working from home and sharing the same router, the same router to connect to the internet. I've been working from home and I've been sharing the same infrastructure as my teenager kids who were connecting to the e-learning systems. And obviously we were fighting for bandwidth. We were fighting for connectivity as we all wanted to get real-time applications running, such as video conferencing and other type of apps. And I think what we really learned and what at Thousand Eyes we observed during this time is that there were really big shifts of traffic that were happening. Overnight, while people started to work from home, they were relying much more on their local ISP and their local infrastructure. And as a result, where you would normally see traffic going from the corporate networks towards the cloud application, it shifted fundamentally going from the home networks to the cloud applications. and as a result, put actually a lot of pressure, if you will, onto the infrastructure. The internet did survive, you know, thankfully, but there were pockets of outages that occurred because of these massive shifts of traffic, which really explains, or rather, which really tells us that it's more a systemic changes that can happen. So if one service provider is being challenged, it would challenge other ones as the connectivity would be backed up into other service provider. So that was absolutely interesting to observe during the last months and how those shifts really impacted the traffic on the internet.
It is, of course, fiercely complex, isn't it? That you're talking about backbones, ISPs, routing tables. I mean, for me at least, I think it'd be very tempting to overshare, if you like, that that technology information. Isn't it, you know, kind of a better idea or more difficult, I guess, in some ways, just to show a picture and say, here are the hotspots?
The internet, you know, is really a technology, or rather it's very technical, right? There's so many things that happen when you're connecting from a location to another one. Our job at Thousand Eyes is to provide context and to provide intelligence into what it really means so customers can really make actions. Our job is to simplify indeed the complexity that comes through all these different interconnection, OCI models, as you mentioned, and so on, but really say, you know, the problem is actually happening at this side of the infrastructure, and it is impacting these and these type of application. As a result, you may want to engage the third party to help resolve this problem. As we live in an environment which is hyperly connected, not only in terms of connecting users to application and applications to application, but also hyperly connected in terms of service providers and different vendors we interconnect with. So we rely on our local ISP. The local ISP relies on their own transit ISPs, you know, the wholesale internet, if you will, side of the business. And then we rely on two cloud providers and so on. And also typically clients will outsource the operations to another vendor. And how do you ensure that everybody is seeing the information exactly the same way so they can work to focus on solving the problem as it is being seen than to not having all the data to really look at it. So it's more than just giving a map or just giving a picture or just giving a hotspot into a world map, if you will, like at the weather map. But it's more about giving what is the context around this outage and why is it happening so we can solve it more fundamentally. But also most importantly, it is to involve the right people to solve it, because we rely so much on the internet and on those cloud applications that it makes it even more critical to be able to effectively work all together and make it really efficient for everybody to leverage the internet and the applications into the cloud.
Okay, so let's say I'm running a startup business and I'm offering it as a SaaS, software as a service, you know, the kind of thing that people pay for monthly, say, but gradually the metrics are getting worse, the application or whatever it is I'm offering appears to be slowing down, just as an example, and you know, if it's retail, you might say something like you're getting high levels of cart abandonments, if you like. So how do I go about identifying an issue that isn't inside my network, inside my control, and then start to actually ameliorate or address that particular issue?
Indeed. And you know what really comes in is, first of all, is the problem within my network, or is the problem outside of my network? But at the end of the day, it is my problem I need to solve, because it is impacting my business and it is impacting my customers, my users, employees, and potentially as well partners. And this is where, you know, Thousand Eyes can really help organization gain those insights. And the first question that our customers ask us, or rather they want an answer for, is the problem with my environment or is the problem with the network or the application? Being able to give that answer, first of all, really helps to identify who we should be working with to solve this problem. And That is point number one, but also giving the information about where the impact is happening. And with the technology we built and the simplification we discussed about, is being able to precisely tell that the problem is happening within an ISP and it's happening at this specific router, which has got this IP address. And this is where we are seeing outages occurring from a packet drop or higher latency and different type of metrics, but identify precisely which equipment or which service is impacting the overall experience. View this as being able to see, get the same visibility into the connectivity between the users and the apps, even if the connectivity is going out outside your control, outside your network, but being able to gain that same level of insight so you can actually ask the service provider if it is a network issue to solve the problem and to be able to look into it. And to make things a bit more complex as well, what we often see is that the issues are intermittent, or they're not like completely broken, or the application is completely broken, or is working very, very well. It's like sometimes it's working, sometimes it's not working, and that becomes very, very complicated to understand and to resolve. And this is where we can see the different patterns with insight can really help organization to pinpoint precisely what they need to optimize. And, you know, if they need to bring more capacity because there's one of the service provider that is having some capacity, some contention into the infrastructure, or if it is happening at the application level because I'm getting much more traffic and maybe I need to optimize my application infrastructure altogether.
Okay, so to swing this round to ThousandEyes itself, if once a problem has been identified, say, does ThousandEyes manage to remain neutral, or do you suggest a partner company, you know, a new cloud provider or a CDN, something like that? Or are you best kind of Switzerland-like, neutral, and giving objective opinions and just letting the enterprise make its own decisions?
We will provide the insights, you know, to customers, and we'll provide them the data and the metric. At the end, it is going to be for customers to make the decision if they want to make a change or if they want to adapt the architecture. We will provide recommendations in order for them to follow and to leverage our experience and how we've seen this done elsewhere. But indeed, it's going to be more like, you know, providing this intelligence to our clients and then from there being able to leverage it, and in order to optimize their infrastructure as required, and, you know, as that would seem it is right, because it's important to align as well with their business goals and their business strategies and what they're looking at as well as doing at a longer term. Sometimes can be a bit more complex when you're working on a digital transformation initiative and wanting to really implement specific initiatives or specific projects.
So I'm guessing then that bringing in a company like ThousandEyes can stop a good deal of the kind of finger-pointing, blame-gaming that goes on. I mean, if, for instance, I don't know, our database team has a particular tool set, it can point out that there's a problem somewhere else. It's not their fault. But that kind of subjective pinpointing of an issue, I guess, can be dismissed as, you know, part of the whole blame game. And is that objectivity valuable to end war rooming and escalation and that kind of thing?
Exactly. You know, I'll share with you a story which happened to me last week. I was working with a client that is who's deploying a business critical application for them in China, and China is a big growth market for them. And they were seeing performance issues with this application, and they didn't know where it was, if it was the network, if it was the application which was poorly designed or needed some optimization. And they were really scratching their head about trying to understand what they should be looking at. And they implemented ThousandEyes in China, and what they were able to see precisely is that the problem they were having is that it was more the way they were accessing the CDN application, which was connected to the main application, because today applications are complex. It's just not one side. It is multiple calls which are happening through APIs or other type of services altogether and bringing everything together and packaging everything together into the browser. But one of the application which was pulling some information from the CDN was connecting outside of China, and obviously that was not mainland China. Obviously that was not working very, very well. As we got in, we helped them get those insights, told them, look, your problem seems to be here is your application is being served, the content is being served outside of mainland China, and that's what is impacting the performance. within hours, they were able to go back to their provider and say, it seems you've got a configuration issue, which they did, and it got it fixed. To your point, you know, if you didn't have that insight, how long would it take to actually identify those type of issues? It would have taken war rooms. It would have taken escalation. It would have taken a lot of frustration, most probably, about where it is. We are not talking the same language. But being able to correlate all the different layers all together and being able to see in one single view, the problem is there. And that's what you need to look at. That's context, which turns into action.
So I'm intrigued. Who are the people who pick up the phone at 3 a.m. to shout at people, or shout at people like Thousand Eyes, I guess? You know, are they the systems administrators sort of deep in the bowels of the data center? Or are they the suits and ties, the application owners, the operations directors, the VPs and the CEOs? Who's actually on the end of the phone to Thousand Eyes and companies like you?
It's really twofold. You know, the first one that we would typically get a call from are going to be from the operations team. It's going to be the IT operations or network operations that are facing a challenge and they just don't know how to solve it. And they're coming for help in terms of getting that in those insights and being able to better understand what they need to do. And those are indeed, you know, the teams that get blamed when a problem happens, right? They get finger pointed at, hey, please, you need to help me solve this problem. But also we do get a lot of CTOs, head of infrastructures, and even digital officers that want to be a step ahead, if you will, of the curve. And they do understand the importance of being able to predict the digital experience, being able to take the action before even there is going to be a problem or even potentially an outage and be able to really design, if you will, the infrastructure and the operations in an optimum way. And as a result, we get a bit ahead into the process and working with the head of infrastructures, the digital officers, or even architects in order to integrate this visibility built in into the project from the very first day.
Now, is part of the challenge one just of language? If, for instance, you're taking a situation that's terribly complex and translating it or parsing it, P-A-R-S, into inverted commas, normal English. I mean, this is a situation that I find a great deal as technology permeates more or less every single area of life, never mind of business. And there are layers and layers of abstraction. And if you like, layers and layers of making it easier to address technology, it becomes more and more complicated to kind of peel away those layers and actually explain what's going on. I mean, is that part of the challenge as you see it?
Yeah, it is. It is very, very much the fact. And it is also even turning this into business KPIs. In order to achieve those business KPIs, what does it mean from a technical standpoint to make it happen? If an organization wants to have the digital service all the time on and operating at specific levels, what does it really mean and how do you ensure that it's going to happen? This is really where it comes in, more and more in terms of discussions and being able to detail precisely about how the processes can be optimized and can really help the business get a competitive advantage. It really, you know, technical problems are going to happen. Operational issues are going to happen. There are going to be outages here and there. But the question is not if it is going to happen, but what you're going to do with it and how you're actually going to solve it and how you're going to react so you can be ahead of the problem and you can stay resilient at all cost towards the service that is being provided to customers, to employees, and also to partners. And those are really the conversation that comes in more around resiliency, optimizing the digital experience, and also optimizing about how customers will leverage those tools. As it seems, everything today in the world has become an app, and we use so much of those, and have become really a norm. So that experience becomes absolutely critical.
Is there a role, do you think, Yogi, for teaching the basics of network infrastructure? I mean, it sounds terribly dry, I know, but my kids, for instance, you know, they're very much shielded from network realities. by, well, I would call them abstraction layers. They'd probably think of them as things like, well, it's just a point and click. It's a GUI, if you like. You know, it's a simple thing to do. But actually what's going on under the hood is incredibly more complex and complicated. And so is there a role, do you think, for some kind of teaching of that kind of nitty-gritty of networks and network infrastructure?
Definitely. You know, I think everybody believes they know how the internet works in and out. You know, my teenagers as well, you know, they think the internet is just simply a network you get connected into and that's it. But the reality, to your point, is that it is so complex and it is so sophisticated. And with the fact that we rely so much on the internet for everything we do, it is absolutely fundamental to everybody to understand the complexities that go with it. And yeah, I just wanted to echo back something I mentioned a bit earlier, is that the internet is not the same everywhere. It's not the same at home. Indeed, you know, when you are going to be in your garden versus close to your access point and so on, because that the experience is going to vary. But also it's going to be different in various parts of the regions of the world. And also, it's going to be different depending on the cloud provider you're going to select, different based on the ISP that is going to be selected as well. And being able to understand why that is the case is I think, absolutely fundamental, because everything is we rely on this infrastructure. We rely on this network, which is key. And sometimes we just take it for granted. And taking something for granted is fine, but understanding why it is so we understand the dependency we have towards it and the reason why it is so important to us is absolutely fundamental. And also it gives a better understanding of how to leverage it. If we understand it more deeply about how it really works, it gives an opportunity for our future generations and even ourselves to better leverage the benefits that it brings and, you know, how it works and how we can really use it in a much more optimal way and deal also with some of the issues with latencies and so on that could occur. So for me, it is absolutely fundamental to understand it, at least at a broad level, how the internet works.
Now, for about the last year, ThousandEyes has been being acquired by Cisco Systems. And in fact, I think the beginning of August, the last dot was dotted and the last T crossed. Of that particular deal. What does that mean for ThousandEyes as a company, and what does it mean for your customers? Are you going to be subsumed into the morass of Cisco, or will ThousandEyes exist in 5 years' time as a recognizable entity?
The feedback that we've been getting from our customers and partners is that this announcement is very, very exciting. By bringing, you know, the power and the strength in networking and application performance of Cisco's portfolio and also all the experience and all the partner ecosystem that they've been building across all these different years, alongside with the insights and the visibility that ThousandEyes provide, the feedback has been that, you know, it is very, very exciting for our customers in terms of seeing new use cases and being able to leverage the technologies in much broader ways than they had thought about it. The feedback as well from partners is very, very exciting, because they've been wanting to embed a different type of, different type of offering and package it, et cetera. I think it's going to make things much more easy on that front. But indeed, there are many, many things which are being worked on as we are discussing today, and more will be shared in the coming weeks and coming months.
So, Yogi, in pre-COVID days, it would be at this point that I'd give my guests the opportunity to promote or plug some event or, you know, a slim volume of poetry you might have going. Now, clearly, there's nothing like that going on IRL, as the kids say, in real life at the moment. But how's ThousandEyes at the moment getting its message over? Is there anything where you can, for instance, point our audience to go and get some more information?
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to talk about it. So, during the lockdown started, what we decided to do at ThousandEyes is to provide a weekly report of how the internet is holding up. It's called the Internet Report. And this is done through a blog and also a video on YouTube. And it's really, really interesting to see how the internet evolves week after week and what are the different learnings we get out of all the different analysis and the insights we've been able to get, I would definitely encourage our listeners, our audience, you know, to go and look into the internet report, and that gives you much more context and helps to better understand, you know, what is really happening on a week by week. So that is definitely a learning which I think is key to get to. And of course, we do have multiple virtual events, like everything is becoming more and more virtual, but where we do have demos which are being shared. There's one which is coming up next week, and which we schedule every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks around different topics as well. And the goal is to provide insights into one topic, but also share it with a real use case and with a demo and with an example of how that could be implemented. So this could also help to better understand how this technology works into action and how it could help different use cases.
So, as is all too often the case, I'm afraid, as the music comes up, that's the sign that time's run away with us. As usual, we've got far too much more to talk about than we've got time for, unfortunately. So it only really remains for me to say, Yogi Chandiramani of Thousand Eyes, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And I hope that you, the listener, can join us next time on the next episode of the Tech Means Business podcast. And I hope you can join me then. Bye for now.